They include the Clary Funeral Home of Thayer and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank and the Branch Bank of Birch Street, Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting of Thayer, the Langley Animal Clinic, Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, and Fred O'Neill Attorney at Law and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer and Truman. They're announcing the starting lineup right now here at the Highland High School Gym. And again, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it'll be the senior, Riley Pierce, the freshman, Riley Davis, the junior, Allie Curley, junior, Caden Hillis, and senior, Savannah Wheeler, in the starting lineup tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And I'll say tonight because basketball is usually played at night. I know it's just coming up on noon here in the Ozarks, so I apologize for saying night when it's the middle of the day. But it seems like it ought to be night with here in basketball. All right, as we two teams getting ready to take the floor, the Thayer Lady Bobcats look to have a bit of a size advantage over Truman all over the floor. That's going to be interesting. And these Thayer Lady Bobcats actually have played some competition. They played in the Jamboree up at Houston, Missouri on Tuesday night. And of the six quarters that they played, Lady Bobcats won five of them. So this team, they do have some, this is a team that's young, but a lot of talent on this team, including the outstanding freshman. And that, of course, is Riley Davis. And we'll see Coach Denny Young use all three of his bench players a lot tonight. The Thayer Lady Bobcat team's going to be a little different style than we're used to watching Thayer. He says this team's going to get after it defensively, and they're going to play 400 miles an hour all night long. The Savannah Wheelers are jumping up against Jones, and Truman controls the tip. Number one, Pertle with it out near midcourt. Thayer Lady Bobcats looking to play in a little zone here to get things started. Ball goes to Jones. Her pass is deflected and goes out of bounds. Hillis with a good defense for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Got a hand on that ball, knocked it out. Goes out of bounds with 23 seconds left on the play clock. Number 30, Jones. Chelsea Jones will inbound it. Got it out to Pertle. Pertle, top of the key. Gives it up to Smith. Smith, back over to Jones. Now inside for Chapel. She turns to shoot. No, she traveled with the basketball. So Chapel, Taisha Chapel, turns it over. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats coming on the first offensive trip of the season. Davis brings the ball across midcourt, stops between the midcourt, top of the key, now makes a move in the lane, kicks it out to Curley on the left side wing. Curley swings it around to Riley Joe Pierce, now in the corner to Davis. Long three-point shot up, and it's good! Riley Davis, first 2 points of her varsity career. It's a three. That three-pointer brought to you by Ozark Health Care Orthopedic Clinic in West Plank. There, Lady Bobcats jump out 3-0. Ooh, almost another steal. And Truman getting ball into the lane. They go into Smith. Smith powers it down, Jones powers it down the middle of the lane and scores the layup. Here comes the Thayer Lady Bobcats quick up the floor. Davis got it down to Curley, Pierce in the right corner. Riley Joe has the ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Just underway here at the Highland Classic. Thayer Lady Bobcats an early 3-2 lead over Truman. And will inbound on the side right in front of the Truman bench. And Riley Pierce bounces it in to Hillis. Now Pierce gets it back, takes it out to the top, swings it left side wing for Curley. Curley over to Davis. Davis makes a move, gets it back over to Curley on the left side wing. Curley, a little crossover dribble, got three in the lane, pulls up, shoots the layup, and it's good. Allie Curley, her first 2 points of the season, and Thayer up now 5-2 with 6:26 to go in the first quarter. Pertle crosses the timeline for Truman. They want to set up, play a little half-court against this Lady Bobcat zone defense. Ball goes on the left side to Matos. Matos gives up in the corner. They bounce it down inside to Chapel. Chapel shoots and scores. They got a couple of bigs down there, Taisha Chapel and Chelsea Jones. Lady Bobcats have a little trouble in the middle handling them. It's a 5-4 Thayer Lady Bobcat lead. Here to go Thayer with it. Got up the court against the pressure. Got the ball inside. Shot is up by Pierce. No good. The rebound. He is knocked out of bounds by the Truman defense. Thayer Lady Bobcats will inbound it down under the bucket. Just underway here at Highland, Arkansas. The A.L. Hudson Center. Thayer with the ball and the lead. Lady Bobcats inbound it to Davis. Way out on the floor. Takes it out to the top of the key. Swings it on the left side for Hillis. Hillis looking to the high post for Wheeler. Got it to her. He'll kick it out to Curley on the right side. Now to Davis for three. Top of the key, and it's good. Riley Davis, her second three-pointer of the first quarter. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now 8-4, 5:38 to go in the first quarter. Lady Wildcats worked the ball around the perimeter, got it to Matos in the corner on the left side, kicks it outside, long three-point shot is up. No good, and a rebounding foul going to be called on the Wildcats. Number 24, Tyson Chapel, going over the back of Savannah Wheeler. So Chapel picks up her first foul of the afternoon, and the Fair Lady Bobcats will inbound the ball, take it the length of the floor. Looks like Truman going to pick up a little trap at half court. Fair beats it, got it to Hillis. Hillis dumping it inside to Pierce. Pierce shot is up, it's blocked, and the rebound comes off to Truman. Lady Wildcats wanting to run. Turtle takes it into the lane, now kicks it outside. They got it in the right corner to Chapel. Chapel trying to dribble drive. Lady Bobcats cut her off. She'll go off to Jones. Jones in the lane with a shot. No good. Rebound. Savannah Wheeler for Thayer. And Wheeler's outlet pass is stolen by Chapel. Chapel trying to drive baseline. Going to get fouled by Curley. The action is picking up here at the Highland High School. Things started out a little bit slow with both teams starting to kind of get into their rhythm now. Truman will inbound the ball on the near side. Foul on Allie Curley. Her first of the afternoon. Each team with one team foul here in the first quarter. Pirtle now making a long trip, and she stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Pirtle tried to make a long, sweeping drive around the baseline. She stepped on the inbounds line. So Thayer will inbound the ball, bring the length to the floor. 4:40 to go in the first quarter. Thayer up 8-4, got the ball to Davis in the corner, bounces it down to Hillis, who scores the layup. Nice play, Caden Hillis, her first 2 points of the season. And three different Lady Bobcats have scored. Thayer leads it now 10-4. Truman with the ball. Pirtle crosses the timeline, hands it off to Smith. Smith lob pass into the lane, and it's up and good. Chelsea Jones with her second bucket. That was a nice play by Truman. Thayer running the floor. Got the ball down to Pierce in the corner. Inside to Davis. Now to Wheeler. Her shot is partially blocked, and ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Substitution now for Thayer. Number 24 checking into the ballgame. That is Brett Tharp. Anna Wheeler will check out. Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket to the right side of the glass. Pierce looking in the lane, looking in the lane. Finally got it in the lane for Davis. She shoots and scores. And Davis with her third bucket. That's the first one from inside the three-point line. She's got 8. Thayer leads 12-6. We get a timeout on the floor. We'll be back to Highland in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Now back after the timeout, Thayer Lady Bobcats with an early lead over the Truman Lady Wildcats. 12-6. A couple of three-pointers by Riley Davis. She's got 8 to lead the scoring for Thayer here in the first quarter. And Truman called that timeout. They get the ball off the floor. Pirtle dumps it inside to Chapel. Chapel turns, shoots. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Picked up by Pierce. And the Lady Bobcats want to run. Long pass up the floor to Hillis. Attacks the basket and gets fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Lady Bobcats, that's what Coach Denny Young has been telling me for weeks now. We're going to get it and go. Get it and go. Foul is on Rayana Pirtle for Truman will be her first second team foul on the Lady Wildcats. And Caden Hillis, Lady Bobcat junior, second year as a starter. And Hillis hits the free throw. She goes to line to shoot 2. She's got 3 points in the early going, and Thayer runs the lead out to 7. 3:43 to go, first quarter. Second free throw is up and good. So Hillis hits both free throws. She's got 4 points, and now Thayer's going to apply a little full-court pressure. And the ball stolen by Hillis on the inbound. Puts it up and in off the window. Hillis with the steal and the layup. And Thayer again with a full-court pressure. Another steal this time, Riley Pierce. Gets it over to Davis. Davis trying to dump it inside. Ball's deflected, but Davis picks it up. Now Curley looking to drive the baseline. Gives it off to Pierce, and Pierce gets bumped. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. So Thayer putting on the full court pressure. And Truman has turned it over twice in a row. Pierce inbound it now. Thayer stacking it up on the right side of the lane. Pierce looking wide, but inside, nobody open. Got to hurry now. Throws it way out front. Oh, we got a timeout call by Coach Denny Young. Timeout, Lady Bobcats with a lead, 16-6, 3:24 to go in the first quarter. We're back to Highland in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Community First, West Plains, Mound Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
We're back at the A.L. Hutchinson Center in Highland, Arkansas, the Highland Classic going on today. First game, the Thayer Lady Bobcats and the Truman Lady Wildcats. Thayer dominating early. They lead it by 10 with 3:24 to go in the first quarter. Thayer to inbound the ball on the baseline, left side of the bucket. Riley Pierce to trigger it. Looking, and trying to force it into Hillis. Ball poked away, but Hillis runs it down in the corner. Hillis, little crossover move, gets to the bucket. Shot is blocked. No foul called. And here comes Truman with a rebound. Number three, Smith, has ball poked away by Curley. Couldn't catch up to it before it goes out of bounds. There, Lady Bobcat defense. And we heard Coach Denny Young on the Redbone Show Thursday. He said, we're going to have to hang our hat on our defense. A lot of quickness on the floor. And so far, Fair Lady Bobcats has out-quick Truman. Truman inbounds the ball, got into a postal. Postal swings it on the left side. There goes Smith all the way to the bucket. Shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by the Fair Lady Bobcats. Tharp got it. Gives it out to Davis. Davis running the floor. Pulls up now outside the three-point line. Swings the ball to Tharp at the left side wing. She'll kick it out on top to Pierce. Pierce back over to Tharp. Brett Tharp. Oh, a nice cut in the lane by Curley, but she couldn't get a shot away. Gives it back out to Hillis. Long cross-court pass goes to Pierce. Pierce will give off to Davis. Davis wings it on the left to Hillis. And now out on top. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Pierce got to get a shot off. As the ball poked away and out of bounds, it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. But only 1 second on the shot clock. Only 1 second on the shot clock. Lady Bobcat's not used to playing with the 35-second clock. Oh, catch and shoot. Oh, didn't get it away in time. And that'll end, or that'll be a shot clock violation on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That's something they've got to keep in mind. It's a young team. Doubt that any of these Lady Bobcat players have played with a shot clock. With the exception of maybe Hillis and Pierce. Might be the only ones on the floor right now. Curley have never played with a shot clock. Don't know that for sure, but I would guess. All right, Truman with the basketball. They walk it up, get across the timeline, down to Chapel in the corner. She gives it up, gets it right back down the low block. Shoots, no good. And Chapel fights, gets her own rebound, trying to put it back up, gets knocked down to the floor. She'll go to the line and shoot two as she was fouled. I believe they're going to get Davis. Yep, Davis, number three for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Call for the foul, her first of the game. And it'll be number 24, Taisha Chapel at the free throw line for Truman. First one is up and no good. Bounces off the back iron. Our score, 16-6. Thayer with the lead, 2:07 to go in the first quarter. Here at the A.L. Hutchinson Center. Beautiful facility. A great place to watch basketball. Chapel's second free throw is good. She's got 3 points in the game. And substitution now for Truman. Chapel will check out number 20. Checks into the ball game. That is Kayla Blaggs. Thayer coming up the floor. Davis swings it over to Hillis on the left side wing. Hillis looking at Lady Bobcats. Go through the lane. Nobody open. Kick it around on the right side now to Davis. Back out to Hillis. Hillis makes a move toward the bucket. Gives the Tharp on the baseline. 15-footer. Rattles in and out. No good. Rebound. Davis puts it up with the left hand, and it's good. Credit that rebound to Allie Curley. She tipped it over to Davis, who was wide open. Put it up off the glass with the left hand for two more. 10 points in the first quarter for Davis. Here comes Truman with the ball. Penetration. Now they kick it back out on top for Jones. Jones swings it on the right side to Smith. Smith, long three-point shot, no good. Davis runs down the rebound. Going up the right sideline, going to get bumped. And a foul will be called. That'll be on number 30. That is Chelsea Jones will be her first. That'll be the third team foul on the Lady Wildcats. Fair Lady Bobcats with the ball off the inbound. Davis out on top. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Swing it right side to Curley. Curley on the wing, bounces it one time as it poked away. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Truman. Here come the Lady Wildcats. Oh, we get a foul on Davis in the backcourt. Davis going to be called for the foul in the backcourt as she tried to take the ball away from a Postal. And Riley Davis picks up her second foul of the game. Third team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats here in the first quarter. Neither team even close to shooting free throws. Down to 1:03 to go in the quarter. Truman dumping the ball off to Jones. Jones down the left side of the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Riley Davis. Davis comes to midcourt. Double team. Swings it over to Curley. She'll fire a three. That one is up the rim. No good. Rebound. Tharp back up. Couldn't score. And finally, Truman controls the rebound and a foul. It'll be called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And I'm going to call that one and call the foul on who? Number one for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And there's not number one. Not number two. Okay, foul's on number two, Riley Pierce. Her first. Fourth team foul on Thayer. Truman with the ball off the inbound. Working it to the left elbow. Now on the left side in the corner. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, Allie Curley for Thayer. Lady Bobcats want to run. Hillis up the left side. Bounces it down to Tharp in the corner. Or excuse me, Riley Joe Sorrell. Sorrell kicks it over to Tharp for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Long rebound taken by Truman. 18-7. Thayer with the 11-point lead. Truman trying to cut into it. Here's a whistle. An offensive foul going to be called. Nice play by Caden Hillis to stand her ground. And she was run over by number three, Osha Smith, for Truman, her first foul of the game. That is team foul number four on the Truman Wildcats. Substitutions for Thayer. Savannah Wheeler back in the game. Allie Curley comes out. So does Brett Tharp. And Riley Sarl in there. And Regal checks into the ballgame for Thayer. Here's Hillis with a three-point shot at the buzzer. No good. That'll do it for our first quarter play. Our score, Thayer Lady Bobcats 18, Truman 7. Back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hello, neighbors. I'm Travis Tooley. My real estate journey with Solomon Cornelius began several years ago as a part-time agent until I purchased my own office. Solomon and Kimmy have always remained close, loyal friends. After a few years on my own, I decided to make the move back to Monarch Realty. How you're treated matters is their slogan, what they live by, and how I do business as well. For all your real estate needs, remember Monarch Realty because how you're treated does matter. Join our team today.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
We're back at the A.L. Hutchinson Center with the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a big lead at the end of one quarter play over the Truman Lady Wildcats. 18-7 is our score. Thayer led by Riley Davis, the freshman, with 10 points in the first quarter. 6 for Caden Hillis, 2 for Curley, and that'll do the scoring for the Thayer Lady Bobcats in the first quarter. And for the Lady Wildcats of Truman, only putting 7 points on the board, 4 of those by Chelsea Jones and 3 for Taisha Chappell. None of their perimeter players have scored yet in this game. Truman will inbound the ball. Like number 10, Olivia Matos, will trigger it in. Got it into Pirtle. Rayana Pirtle, number 1, point guard for Truman. The Lady Wildcats brings the ball to the right side, gives it to Matos. Matos pulls up the dribble 30 feet from the bucket. Wings it over. And now a lob pass inside to Chappell. Chappell up with a shot. No, but she's fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Young lady's a player. Foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats will be on number 2, Riley Pierce. That'll be her second of the game. So Pierce with 2, Davis with 2. Both are on the floor for Coach Denny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First free throw by Chappell is up and no good. And actually, Davis does not start the second quarter with her 2 fouls. Looks like Regal, number 21, in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Kinsley Regal. Second free throw for Chappell, no good. Rebound, volley around. Savannah Wheeler had it. taken away by Chapel. Chapel in the lane, kicks it out top to Pirtle. She'll bring it out. They'll reset the offense. They'll swing it left side, ring into the corner. Now down inside to Chapel. Nice offensive play. Shot's no good. Rebound by number 30, Chelsea Jones, and she scores. Athleticism of the Truman Lady Wildcats. Here's Regal, brings the ball up the floor, got it down in the corner to Pierce. Pierce driving in the lane. Kicks it out top to Regal. Now left side to Hillis. Makes the three, going to the hole. Pulls up and travel with the basketball. Good defensive play there by number 2, the Kara Postal. Now they are making substitutions. Wheeler and Starl out of the game. Davis and Wheeler, or excuse me, Tharp back in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 18-9, 7:09 to go first quarter or first half. Thayer leading the Truman Lady Wildcats. Here's a foul by Kinsley Wheeler, and then she's going to be fouled by number 2. That is Postal. The Kara Postal call for the foul will be her first of the game. And first team foul on Truman here in the second quarter. And we played 1 minute. Thayer Lady Bobcats have not scored yet in this quarter. Only 2 points in by Truman. Thayer working the ball on the offensive set. Down to 25 on the shot clock. They get to Regal in the corner for three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Postal or Truman. They give it out to Pirtle. Pirtle will bring it up across the timeline with 6:40 to go in the first half. Truman got the ball over to Jones. 3-point tries up and good. Number 30, Colby Chelsea Jones. I'll get it right in a moment. First made 3-pointer of the night for Truman. And just like that, we've got a 6-point game. Truman has scored 5. Here's Davis for 3 for Thayer. That one's no good from the left wing. And rebound control by Truman. They have dominated the board so far. Truman, Pirtle, Rihanna. Pirtle bring it to the right side of the floor. Hands the ball off to Postal. That'll swing it down to Jones. Inside to Chapel. She scores. Oh, high-low game. Chapel with her 5th point of the night. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats' 11-point lead is down to 4, just like that. Here's Hillis for Thayer going to the basket. Puts up a shot, no good, but she fouled on the drive. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. Hillis showing her quickness there and her ability to attack the basket. Foul's going to go, I believe, on Pirtle. Nope, called on number 2, Postal. That'll be her 2nd of the game. Hillis at the line shooting 2 free throws. First one is up and good. Caden Hillis now. With 7 points in the game for Thayer, Riley Davis leads the way with 10. And Kinsley Regal comes out of the game for Thayer. Riley Pierce back in there, along with Curley, Davis, Hillis, who hits the 2nd free throw, and Tharp. So Hillis hits them both. She's got 8. Thayer back up by 6, 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Thayer back in that 2-1-2 zone. And Truman continues to work around the outside. Now they'll bounce it down the low block for Chapel. Outside to Jones for 3 more. Nope. That one's off the rim. No good. And Curley with a rebound. Thayer running the floor. Got out to Davis. Leans it down to Pierce in the right corner. Trying to pass it back in the middle. Ball is intercepted by Pirtle for Truman. He stops at midcourt. Waits for the rest of her offense to get in place. Now they'll start it. To the right side they go to Smith. Back out to Pirtle on top. Pirtle looking to bounce it to Jones. Couldn't get it to her. Now they go down inside to Chapel. She'll kick it back out. And to the top of the key to Jones. Right side to Pirtle. On the penetrate. Down to 13 on the shot clock for Truman. Long pass on the left side to Matos. 3-point try off the rim. No good. Rebound Thayer. Long rebound to Hillis. Hillis running the floor. Didn't have the advantage and pulls up and now has the ball poked away by Pirtle. Down the floor for the uncontested layup and she missed it. Rebound gets on the floor. Jones has got it. She can't score. And goes and runs down the rebound again. Jones spins into the lane. Shot no good. And the rebound taken by Hillis again. Hillis running the floor. Up the left sideline. Swings it to Pierce. Pierce driving the baseline. Kicks it back to Davis. Davis pulls up from 15 feet. Shot is no good. But we got a whistle and a foul. Foul called on Truman on the shot. Foul's on number 30. That is... Chelsea Jones will be her 2nd of the night, or the afternoon, I'm sorry. I knew I'd do that again. And number 10 checking in the game, that is Olivia Matos. No, she was already in. At free throw line is Riley Davis. This is the first free throw. And number two, checking back in for Truman, that is Zakara Postal. And Riley Pierce coming off the floor for Thayer. Kinsley Regal will check back in. Second free throw for Davis is good. Davis has got 11 in the first half. 4:22 to go. Thayer leads it by 7. Truman with the ball. Thayer, a little full court pressure. And Truman breaks it. They got a layup, and they do. They shoot the layup. It's good. Number 3, Osha Smith with the layup. Sometimes that happens when you pressure in the backcourt. Thayer into the half-court game here. It goes on the right side to Regal. Regal. He'll hands it out on the floor. We're going to get a whistle and a foul away from the ball. Foul's going to be on the Truman Lady Wildcats. I believe number 1. Is that correct? Yeah, foul number 1. Pirtle tried to fight through a screen and is going to be called for the push. Thayer didn't bound the ball here. Down under the bucket. Davis to trigger it. Going to have to hurry. Finally brings it out front for Tharp. Tharp to Regal. Regal handles it out on the floor. Now gives it to Hillis. Hillis leans on the left side. Davis thought about the 3. Looking to penetrate. Now kicking out to Tharp. Quick trigger on a 15-footer. No good. And the rebound controlled by Truman. Knocked away, but Truman recovers and will slow it down just a little bit here. 21-16. Fair by 5. Truman with the ball. 3:35 to go. First half. Truman, they'll work it to the left side. Got it there to Postal. Postal trying to swing it out in the corner, and ball goes out of bounds. A good pressure defense by the Fair Lady Bobcats will force a turnover. Fair got the ball back with a 5-point lead. 3:28 to go in the first half. Stay tuned. We'll have your Community First Banking Company halftime report coming up. Fair will trigger it in right in front of their own bench. No full court pressure by Truman here. They are walking up. That's Davis. Wings it to Hillis on the left side. Out to Tharp, but now right side to Curley. Curley to Hillis cutting down the lane, and Hillis gets fouled as she goes to the bucket. He'll go to the free throw line again. He got wide open with a good cut down the right side of the lane. Curley hit her with a pass, but number 1, Pirtle, blocked the shot. And she will come out of the game here with her 3rd foul in the first half. Hillis at the free throw line. First one is up, and it's good. Caden Hillis, the junior, with 9 points in the first half. And substitutions here for Truman. As number... we'll check on the number in a moment. Second free throw for Hillis is up, and it's good. Well, Caden, being good from the free throw line, she has hit 5 out of 6 from the strike. As 10 points for the Lady Bobcats. And Thayer back up again by 7. Truman with the ball, running up the right side, little wraparound pass in the lane. Now they kick it back outside for Postal. Postal on the dribble, leads the ball to the left side. In the lane goes Postal with a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Hillis. Hillis racing up the floor, leads it off to Davis. Down the left side of the lane, couldn't find the shot. Takes it out to the wing, swings it over to Tharp. Tharp holds it high, gives it to Curley with a cut down the lane, wide open, misses the shot. Gets her own rebound, trying to go back up. She gets fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot 2. That'll be on number 3, Smith. And Allie Curley, already with 2 points in the game, looking to add her point total and add to the Lady Bobcat lead with 2:42 to go in the first half. First free throw is up and good for Allie Curley. Curley, just a junior, wearing number 4 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Second free throw is up, and that one is good. Allie Curley, younger sister of Maddie Curley, played it there a couple of years ago. In fact, Maddie is here at the game tonight. Or this afternoon. I'm sorry, I did it again. And Truman with the ball in a half-court set. Thayer is still back playing that zone. They are really packing it in the middle. And Truman swinging around the outside. Heard a nice cut down the baseline. Shot is up. No good, but a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Number 3, Osha Smith got loose on the baseline with a nice move around the defender. Fouls on number 24 for Thayer. That is Tharp, Brett Tharp, her first. And Smith going to the free throw line for Truman. First one rattles around and falls through. Osha Smith for the Truman Lady Wildcats. Thayer with a substitution. Riley Pierce back in. Kinsley Regal will sit down. Second free throw is up, no good. Then Riley Pierce takes down the rebound for Thayer. gives to Davis. Davis runs it up the middle of the floor, swings it back over to Pierce on the right side wing. Riley out top for Curley. Curley looking to make a move down the lane, couldn't get open. Leaves it outside for Hillis. Takes it back to the top. Fair restarts the offense with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Fair again being very patient, looking in the lane, nobody open. Looking around to Pierce. Now Tharp, three-pointer from the corner is no good. Rebound taken by Truman. Matos ran it down on the baseline. And here comes Truman. Gets cut into the Lady Bobcat lead. Again, a baseline drive. Shot is up and good for number two, the Kara Postal. Her first 2 points of the day makes it a six-point game, 25-19. The Lady Bobcats have been outscored 12-5 in this quarter. Here's a shot top of the key by Davis. No good. And the rebound controlled again by Truman. Minute 25 to go on the clock in the first half. Truman working around the perimeter. They stopped pounding it in the middle, started those baseline drives. Here to give out the number 15. That is Peeler. Her shot is no good. And Tharp with a rebound for Thayer. And the Lady Bobcats. Pierce leading away to the lane. Pulls up with a running one-hander. No good. And a rebound taken by Truman. I think Riley Joe was a little, Riley Joe Pierce, a little bit further away from the bucket than she thought. Here's a nice cut by Postal for Truman for an easy 2 points. It's down to a four-point game. Fair with the ball, 45 seconds to go. Davis in the lane, kicked it out in the corner to Hillis. Hillis, baseline drive all the way under the bucket. She gets fouled. Be a non-shooting foul. Well, actually, that's a 16 foul on Truman. And see who the foul was on. Number 24, maybe? No, it wasn't on Chapel. Anyway, we'll catch that up later. Oh, Hillis will go to the free throw line and shoot two. First one is up and good. So Hillis now with 11, tied with Riley Davis for the team high for Thayer. The two of them have combined for 22 of the Lady Bobcats, 26 points. Curley, the other four. And the second free throw good for Hillis. Leads Thayer with 12 points here in the first quarter. 39 seconds to go, 35 seconds on the play clock for Truman. They'll have to take a shot before the shot clock goes off. Off goes to Postal, trying to drive in the lane, kick it back outside. Long shot is up, and it's good. A three-pointer from Matos. Number 10, Thayer running the other way. Davis got it all the way down the floor to Pierce in the corner. Pierce hands it off to the cutter in the lane. No shot out to Hillis for three. That one is off the rim. No good. And the rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And with 9 seconds to play in the first half, Truman with a chance to tie it with a three-pointer and pulled it within one at the halftime break. Remember, Thayer led by 11 at the end of the... Truman will pick it up at half court. 9 minutes to go. Got the ball on the right side, the number 20, that is Blaggs. Blaggs trying to drive the baseline. A little wraparound pass is going to be deflected out of bounds with 1.2 seconds to go. So enough time to catch and shoot for Truman. Down by three, Lady Wildcats getting it set up. They stack it on the right side of the lane. Last the ball, get into motion. Ball comes in, the number two, Postal, did give the shot away in time, and that's the end of our first half. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Truman Lady Wildcats 27-24 at the half. Hope you're enjoying Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball this afternoon. And we'll take a time out here. We'll be back with your Thayer halftime report, powered by Community First Banking Company, in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcats Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Empoli owned and operated.
So you're ready to finance a new home, but you don't quite know where to start. Community First has a variety of mortgage loan programs to fit every home buyer. Whether it's your first home, the dream home you've always wanted, or refinance the one you own, Community First has a plan that's right for you. Make an appointment today with a Community First Banking Company location near you in Mountain Grove, West Plains, or Thayer.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
We're back at halftime. The Community First Banking Company halftime report. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a first half lead, 27-24. But Thayer got out to an 11-point lead early in the game. They led 18-7 at the end of one quarter. Then they were outscored 17-9 in the second quarter. That makes it a three-point game here, 27-24 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats in their season opener. Riley Davis and Caden Hillis have been pretty much all the offense for the Lady Bobcats here tonight. Hillis with 12. To lead the way, Riley Davis with the 11. And she had all of those in the first quarter. Allie Curley has added 4 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, the only Lady Bobcats to score. A little more balanced scoring for the Truman Wildcats. Zakara Postal has 4, 3 for Osha Smith, a 3 for Olivia Matos, 5 for Taisha Chappell. Those all came early. And then Chelsea Jones, who we were told was their best player, hit a 3 about midway through the second quarter to give her 9 in the game. In the Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by 3 at the half here at the Highland Classic. We'll take another timeout. We'll have more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat halftime report powered by the Community First Banking Company in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, and the holidays are quickly approaching. So everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcats supporters.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains, because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
And we're back at the A.L. Hudson Center. This is the first game of the day here in the Highland Classic. A full day of basketball, boys and girls. Matter of fact, next game up will be a boys game. And Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears will both be in action here a little bit later on this afternoon. This is the only game we're going to broadcast this afternoon here from the A.L. Hutchinson Center in the Highland Classic. It's the Thayer Lady Bobcats leading by 3 at the half over Truman, 27-24. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this afternoon. They include Forstlers in Thayer and Dash Lance, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman in Thayer and West Plains, the Thayer Walmart store, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer, and the 10-Box Cost Plus in West Plains. Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Allen Supported Living in Thayer, Charlotte Allen, and Thayer Ready Mix in Thayer, Missouri, just some of your Lady Bobcat boosters. All right, Lady Bobcats got to get their offense going again. They scored 18 points in the first quarter, only 9 in the second. And the defense allowed Truman to come back. Thayer has an 11-point lead at the end of one quarter of play. Truman has trimmed that lead down to 3 here at the half. Our second half is coming up in just 1 minute. We'll be back on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, West Plains, it's football season, and Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains is having a tailgate party. Taylor has new Chevrolets and GMC trucks with up to $12,000 off MSRP. It's only at Taylor Grewball Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something. Together, let's drive.
Taylor Grewball Chevrolet in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
I hope you've enjoyed our halftime report powered by Community First Banking Company in Thayer. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball. Get ready for our second half. Be sure to stay tuned after the game. We'll be naming the Thayer Decorating Postgame Report, and we'll be naming the OHC, Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. Thayer opens the second half with the basketball and the lead back to the original starting lineup. Gillis, Pierce, Davis, Wheeler, and Curley. Thayer swings on the right side to Curley. Curley takes it out front. Ball deflected by the defense, but Alley runs it down for the Lady Bobcats. Ball goes to Davis, top of the key, trying to shake a defender. Can't. And a little man-to-man defense here now by, well, actually a little box and one. And Thayer throws it away. Hillis lost his footing out there, fell down, then tried to bounce it to a teammate, and it goes out of bounds. So Thayer, a little unforced turnover, but a box and one here employed by Truman. As the Thayer Lady Bobcats open up the second half, and I turn it over on their first possession. Truman with the ball. They'll swing it to Matos, now down the left corner for Jones. Inside to Chapel, she scores. Taisha Chapel, 7 points now in the game. Here comes Thayer with the ball. Davis wings it over to Tavanna Wheeler at the top of the key. Wheeler hands it right back to Davis. Davis wings away from the defense on the dribble. Looking inside, got it down to Wheeler. Wheeler puts up a shot, no, and a rebound gets on the floor. Wheeler comes up with it, back up with a shot, and good. Savannah Wheeler, first 2 points of the night. The Thayer Lady Bobcats run the lead back to 3, 29-26. Truman with the ball, right side to Jones. Holds it high in the corner. Gives out to Matos. Now going inside to Chapel, and Chapel gets fouled by Savannah Wheeler. Wheeler trying to play that post defense, and she reached around, tried to poke the ball away. You can't do that, Savannah. That is foul number one in the third quarter. Thayer with a 3-point lead. Truman with the ball. In the inbound, they go inside for Jones. Pulls up with a shot. That's off the rim. No good. Jones went and got her own rebound and scores. Chelsea Jones, number 30, with 11 now to lead the way for Truman. And the Thayer lead is down to 1. We get a foul on the other end. And that's going to be on Jones, number 30. That'll be foul number 3 on Chelsea Jones for Truman. And she will come out of the game. Number 2 will check in, Zakara Postal, who had 4 points in the first half. Thayer didn't bound the ball on the offensive end, down under the glass, got it in. I'll dump it inside the Wheeler, turn, shoots off the window, and it's good. Savannah Wheeler scored all 4 of the Lady Bobcat points here in the opening 2 minutes. And Thayer runs the lead back out to 3, 31-28. Truman with the ball. Right side to go to Matos. Long 3-point shot is good! number 10, Olivia Mako, her second made three-pointer of the afternoon. She's got six, and we've got a tie game at 31. Here's Gillis with a long shot for Thayer, no good. We get a foul on the rebound. Number three got the rebound. That is Osha Smith for Truman, and the foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats goes against number four, Allie Curley. Will be her second of the afternoon. So Truman with the ball, chance to take the lead for the first time tonight. Out on top is Smith. Is on the left side of Matos for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Curley for Thayer. Got it to Davis. Davis running the floor to the top of the key. Now pulls it back. Sets the offense. Got it to Pierce in the right corner. Back out to Davis. Matos is all over as they play a box and one with the one on Davis. Here's Curley out of the corner with a shot. No good. The rebound controlled by Truman. Number one, Rihanna Pirtle. Walks up the middle of the floor. Truman with a chance to take a lead for the first time tonight. Thayer trying to get the stop, get the ball back. Down to 20 seconds on the shot clock. They go to Chapel. Chapel spinning in the lane. Thayer double teams. Forces up a shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Savannah Wheeler. Here's Davis. Long pass up the floor. Intended for Hillis. Goes out of bounds. Knocked away by Pirtle. Pirtle is extremely quick. Hillis had a little bit of distance between her and the defender, but Pirtle caught up to the ball. Riley Davis out of the game now for Thayer. Checking in is Regal, number 21, Kinsley Regal. Inbounds the ball to Davis. 5:19 to go in the third quarter. Thayer and Truman tied. Here's Davis down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Curley, now around to Regal and to Hillis on the left side. Hillis holds it out 5 feet outside the three-point line. Gives to Regal, looking to drive, gets stopped. Coach Denny Young wanted a foul, no call. Lady Bobcats control the ball. 8 seconds there on the shot clock. Davis to Regal. Down to 3 seconds to shoot. Hillis into the lane. Bounces it to Wheeler. Shot is up. It's good. It's good for Savannah Wheeler. 6 points in the third quarter for Savannah. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back on top by two. 33-31. 4.5 minutes to go. Thayer, a little pressure on defense now. And almost a steal by the Lady Bobcats, going to go out of bounds. No, it was off the Truman out of bounds. Stopped the young lady from Truman. It was Chapel. Tried to reach down and grab that ball. Just tipped it, and it rolled out of bounds. It'll be a Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with a two-point lead. 4:28 to go. Long pass by Davis. Down to Regal. Regal dumping it off to Hillis inside. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound. Savannah Wheeler back up at the end. Wheeler's got eight. All of them in the third quarter. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it by four, 35-31. Truman working on the offensive end. They sling a long pass cross court. Now inside for Postal. Postal shot, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. Run down by Hillis, and she gets, going to get called for a travel. A lot of contact in there. Hillis went to the floor. Didn't get a dribble down, so Thayer turns it over after a good rebound by Hillis. Truman inbounds. Got into Smith. Smith, baseline drive. Cross-court pass stolen by Davis. Davis out on the run. Up the right side. Fakes the pass. Goes up with a shot. Count it and a foul. Rihanna Pirtle tried to draw the charge, number one, and that's going to be the fourth foul of the game on Rihanna Pirtle. The point guard for Truman, and she will have to come out. Looks like number 20, Kayla Blaggs, is going to check in her place. One free throw for Davis. Davis now with 13 points in the game. That's the first bucket she scored since the first quarter. And the free throw is up. It is good. Yeah, they count the basket, so yeah, it should be Truman ball out of bounds. I was asking the other official if he counted the basket. Yeah, he counted it, yeah. So Davis with the free throw has got 14. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats going to play a little full-court pressure here with a 7-point lead, 38-31. Ball comes in. A dangerous pass. They got it to Chapel. Chapel gives it up for Postal. Postal going down in the lane. Shot. No, try to pass. The ball is knocked away and out of bounds by the Lady Bobcat defense. Good defense by Riley Davis to get back. Thayer Lady Bobcat freshman. Had a good night, her first varsity game ever. And true, with inbounds, the basketball got to Chapel in the corner. Back outside for Blags. Blags to Chapel, rolling down the right side of the lane. Count it, and a foul. Chapel. He's a good player. She's got 9 points now. We'll go to the free throw line, try to finish off a three-point play. Foul was on Savannah Wheeler. Or was it? I believe it was. And a free throw for Chapel is up, and it's good. So Chapel hits the free throw. She's got 10 points. And now Thayer with a violation on the inbound. Trying to inbound the ball. They stepped inbound before they threw it. So Thayer with a turnover. And it'll be Truman Ball down under their own bucket with 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Thayer's lead is now 4. Here's a nice inbound play. Layup no good for Blagg, and Thayer got the rebound. Davis pushing up the floor. Got it to Curley on the left side. Curley out of Tharp in the corner to Regal. Three-pointers up. That one's off the back rim. No good. Long rebound. Going to be run down at midcourt by Caden Hillis for Thayer. Lady Bobcats trying to go back up 6 here with a bucket. Player passing through the lane to get it out to Davis. Top of the key. Bingo! The 3. Riley Davis has come alive again. She's now got 17. That is her third three-pointer of the night. She is 3 for 5 from downtown. The Thayer Lady Bobcats open up a 7-point lead again with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter here at Highland, Arkansas. Thayer and Truman in the Highland Classic. Lady Wildcats at Truman High School has ball out front. Blagg wings on the left side to Matos. Matos looking inside. Nobody open. Will give it up to Postal. Postal, long pass cross court. Got to Chapel. She attacks the basket, and shot is no good. Rebound volleyed up and around. And that should be a traveling call. Yep. Again, a travel on Chapel as she got the ball. She was tied up with a teammate and then fell to the ground. So Thayer with a substitution here. Curley will get a rest, and Pierce will check back in for the Lady Bobcats. Riley inbounds the ball to Riley Davis. To Caden Hillis on the right wing. Now to Tharp out on top. Tharp left side to Davis. A little zone here. Boxing one, if you will, by Truman. They're keeping somebody on Davis at all times. She leads Thayer in scoring tonight with 17 through three quarters. Wings the ball in the corner to Tharp. Tharp with a shot up. Hit the top of the backboard. And then bounced up and hit the shot clock. So, turnover for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Number 23 checks in for, I'm going to assume that is Sproling for Truman. They bring it up across the timeline. Number 3 with it, that is Smith. Gives it off now in the corner for Smith again. Her 3-point shot is good. Number 3, Ostra Smith. It's the 3-pointer to give her 6 points. And we're down to a 4-point game again. Thayer with the ball and the lead. Out on top, Tharp. Holds it at the top of the key. Leads off to Kinsley Regal. Now off to Davis. Davis. Looking at a little shake and bake. Gets a screen. Top of the key. Shoots off the screen. It's good. Riley Davis with 20 in her varsity debut. That is her 4th made three-pointer of the night. Almost a steal by Davis at the top of the key. And Truman maintains control. That ball out to Smith. Smith looking to spin down in the lane. Little running one-hander. No good, but she's fouled on the play. I believe that'll be on Regal, number 24, for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Yes, it is. Foul on Regal. Will be her, or excuse me, at Tharp, number 24, Tharp. Her 2nd foul of the afternoon. And going to the line, number 3, that is Osha Smith. And the first free throw is good. Smith now with 7 points in the game. For Truman, 2nd free throw is no good. Rebound taken by Tharp, and she gets tied up. The hell ball belongs to Truman. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Thayer, 44. Truman, 38. Good ball game. Season opener for the Lady Bobcats. Want to open the season with a W. Truman inbounds ball, swings it around to Matos out of the right corner, shot no good. Regal with the rebound for Thayer, gives it out to Davis. Davis runs up the right side of the floor. Defense comes on her. She gets down to the baseline. She'll circle back out and give it up top of the key to Regal. Now Tharp over to Pierce. To Hillis in the corner. Hillis looking to drive the baseline. Got an opening. Now wraparound pass out to Tharp for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound on the floor. And we're going to get a hell ball called. And the possession arrow points to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Wild action after that loose ball on the floor. And it'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Riley Pierce will inbound, got it into Davis. Davis backs out to the three-point line, puts up another shot. That one's short off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken by Postal. Zakara Postal for Truman. Truman, chance to get back to within four here with a bucket. Down to 30 seconds to play, 24 on the shot clock. Ball goes right side, number 20. That is Blags. Blags back out top. And now down inside for Smith. Smith kicks it back outside. In the right corner again for Blags. Blags, long cross-court pass. Caught there by Postal in the lane. Shot is up and good. She spins it in off the window. And we're down to 10 seconds to go and a half. In the third quarter, Thayer leads it by four. Got the ball to Regal. Shot with 4 seconds is no good. Truman with the rebound. And they lose out of bounds, but not till after the buzzer blown. And at the end of three-quarters of the play, our score, Thayer 44, Truman 40. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
And here we go, fourth quarter tonight for the Thayer Lady Bobcats in their season opener. This afternoon, the Lady Bobcats in their season opener. And they lead after three quarters, 44-40. Thayer outscored Truman 17-16 in the second quarter. Thayer's had as much as an 11-point lead in this game tonight. Matter of fact, they led by 11 at the end of the first quarter, 18-7. Lady Bobcats led by Riley Davis so far. She's got 20 in the game, Lady Bobcat freshman. And here's Truman with the ball on the inbound. And they throw it away. Thayer Lady Bobcat with it. Savannah Wheeler with a steal. Got out to Hillis, up the left side of the floor. He'll give the Curly the trailer. Back to Hillis. Thought about the three. Now Curly, she'll fire a three. That one's got. It's good. Curly hits a three from the left corner. Her first three-pointer of the night. She's got seven in the game. And now Hillis steals inbound pass to Davis for the layup. And the Thayer Lady Bobcat, just like that, jumped Truman with a full-court press. And they force a turnover and get a bucket, and Truman wants a timeout. 49-40, Thayer Lady Bobcat with a lead. We'll be back with more Lady Bobcat basketball in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, and the holidays are quickly approaching. So everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pete's Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8. Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9. Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday. All-day buffet every day. Pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert, they have it all. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at PeteSinn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer. Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
We're back at the A.L. Hudson Center in Highland, Arkansas. The Highland Classic going on today. If you enjoy basketball, come on out. There's basketball all afternoon. boys and girls. We're in a girls' game right now. Thayer Lady Bobcats with the lead over Truman, Arkansas, 49-40. Truman with the ball. Swinging on the right side to Matos. Matos takes it out top of the key. Now swings to the left side in the corner for Blagg. Blagg, one dribble, back out front, and gets it right back. Blagg now will give it up for Jones. Jones, pass in the lane, taken by Postal, gives it up, shot no good. Postal got the rebound for Truman and then gets pushed out of bounds. She goes to the floor, lands hard, Lady Bobcats. Riley Pierce goes over and helps her up. Good sportsmanship there, Riley. Foul is called on Riley Pierce. That'll be number three for Riley this afternoon. Truman inbound the ball. Got it in to Jones. Down the right side of the lane. Counting and a foul. Jones will get the basket and will go to line. Shoot for the three-point play. Foul on the Lady Bobcats is on number four, Allie Curley. Curley called for her third foul of the afternoon. And Jones going to the free throw line, trying to complete the three-point play. Misses the free throw. Hillis down the rebound. So Jones got the bucket, couldn't complete the three-point play. There with the ball here. Davis driving the baseline, tries to give it over to Hillis. Ball deflected out of bounds by the defense. So Thayer will run the inbound from the baseline down under the bucket. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Thayer leads it by 7, 49-42. Riley Pierce to trigger it in. Got the ball into Davis. Davis throws away from the defender. Throws a little wraparound pass to Curley. She runs it down in the corner. Ball back out to Davis out around the three-point line. Moves into the free-throw circle. Gives it up to Pierce. Pierce down the middle of the lane with a layup. It's good. Riley Pierce with a pretty move. First 2 points of the afternoon for Riley. The Thayer Lady Bobcats lead it now again by 9. And there's we're going to get a blocking foul. Jones took the ball hard to the hole for Truman. I thought they were going to call a travel, but they call a blocking foul. And the foul was on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Didn't catch the number. Truman will inbound it. Got it into Jones. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. Curley. Curley out to Hillis. Running the floor. One player to beat. Goes all the way to the rack. Couldn't score the layup. And a rebound taken by Truman. Didn't knock away and out of bounds by the Thayer Lady Bobcat defense. Truman will inbound the ball with 6:14 to go. Thayer leads it by 51-42. Truman. Matos will inbound it to Blags. Blags throws it up to Postal. Postal got across the timeline to Jones. Jones takes it to the top of the key as they break the full court press. Blags now with it on the right side wing, looking in the lane, got it in there to Postal. Postal gives it out. A teammate shot, no good. Rebound, Savannah Wheeler for Thayer. Down the Lady Bobcats on the run. Got the ball up to Hillis. Hillis takes it down in the left corner. Now bring it back out on top on the dribble. Wide open for a three, doesn't take it. Gives it to Wheeler down in the corner. Wheeler looking in the lane, nobody open. Cross-court pass is stolen. Stolen by Matos. Will drive, and Pierce got back there, fouled her to keep her from hitting the layup. So she'll have to go to the line and shoot three, or shoot free throws. But the foul on Riley Joe Pierce will be her fourth of the afternoon. Coach Denny Young going to get Kinsley Regal up off the bench to go into the game after this first free throw. Number 10, Olivia Matos, 6 points in the game. She's hit a pair of three-pointers. Her only made shots of the afternoon, and she misses the first free throw. Our substitution for Thayer, Brett Tharp, and Kinsley Regal check in. Savannah Wheeler and Riley Pierce come out. 5:35 to play in the game. Thayer with three freshmen and a pair of juniors on the floor right now. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound is run down in the corner by Jones, trying to get it in the middle. Ball stolen by Curley. Curley up the floor to Davis. Davis draws a double team, trying to get away from it on the dribble. Does. Gets down to Tharp. Tharp looking in the middle, now taking a baseline. Drives in the lane, shot no good. Rebound, Postal for Truman. Truman up the right side. Postal on the dribble drive. Takes it all the way up to the wing. Now gives it back out front for Pirtle. Pirtle left side to Jones in the corner. Truman continue to work the perimeter here. Has got Chappell back in the game, and now Matos travel with the basketball. So an unforced turnover by Truman, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats continue to lead by 9 with 5:03 to go in the ballgame. Davis will bring it up out of the backcourt for Thayer. Draw a double team at midcourt. Her pass is too high for Riegel, picked up by Truman. Truman on the run. There goes number one, Pirtle, into the lane for the layup. Makes it a seven-point Lady Bobcat lead. Thayer got up across the timeline against the press. Got to Hillis. Hillis now to Curley. Curley to Hillis, cutting down the lane, hangs in the air, shoots and scores. Caden Hillis, her first bucket in a while. She's got 14 on the afternoon. And with 4.5 minutes to go, Thayer back up by 9, 53-44. Three-point shot on the way for Truman. No good by Matos out of the left corner. Thayer with the rebound, got it to Davis. Davis crosses the timeline against the defense of Pirtle. Now takes it all the way to the rack, weaves her way through the defense, and scores the layup. Riley Davis with 24 on the afternoon, and Truman wants a timeout. 55-44, Thayer back to an 11-point lead. We'll take a timeout back in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Fair Lady Bobcat basketball this afternoon on the Ecom Sports Network, brought to you in part by your Lady Bobcat booster, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, Toyota of West Plains, Nicholson Farms, Ward Family Dentistry, Brett Ward, DDS in Springfield, and the State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center. Thayer leads it by 11, 55-44, with 4 minutes to go in the game. Truman had been down by 11, came back and tied this game. Remember, we were tied at 31. And here goes Smith down the lane for Truman. Shot is up, no good, but she fouled on the drive. And she'll go to the free throw line and shoot again. Foul is on number 24. That is Tharp. Looks like foul number 3 of the afternoon on Brett Tharp, making her debut for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And the first free throw for Jones is up and good. Chelsea Jones leads the way for Truman this afternoon with 14. Time for number 15 here, and it's good. Nice, easy shot. Soft shot. Hits the front of the rim. Bounced over. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats with a basketball. And a lead, 55-47. Hillis just holds it out on the wing. Now puts it on the floor. Gives it up to Davis. Davis with Matos on her. Looking for a screen. Now gives it back to Hillis on the left side. Hillis looking in the middle. Nobody open. She'll give it to Kinsley Riegel. Riegel back over to Curley. Down to 9 seconds on the shot clock with Thayer. Davis with it on the left side. Gives to a cutter in the lane. That is Hillis, and Hillis is going to be fouled by number 30. That is Chelsea Jones, and that'll be number 4 on Jones. So Jones out there playing with 4 fouls. Best player would appear for Truman. They will inbound the ball, not a shooting foul. Came on the when Hillis tried to catch the ball. Here's Davis inbounded on the baseline, got it into Hillis. Back to Davis in the corner. Can't shake the defender on the dribble. Going to have to give the ball up here in a second. She does. Out to Kersey. Kersey to Riegel. Riegel bounces it out to Davis. Down to 22 on the shot clock. All over to Hillis. Hillis out front to Tharp. Tharp now to Curley. Fair working clock here. We're under 3 minutes to go in the game. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Pass in the lane for Curley. Cutting down the lane. She goes up hard and gets fouled hard. Good hard drive by Allie Curley. And she is fouled by number 3. That is Osha Smith will be her third. Allie Curley at the line shooting 2 free throws. Spins it with the right hand. Puts it up and good. Allie Curley now with 8 points on the afternoon for Thayer. Four players with at least 8 points on the afternoon for Thayer. And now Jones checks out of the game for Truman with those four fouls. Second free throw for Curley is up and good. Allie Curley with 9. And Thayer runs the lead to 10. 57-47 with 2:53 to go. And oh, here's a nice move for Truman. That was number one that Pirtle couldn't hit the shot. Rebound comes out long, taken by Smith, who hits a three. 10 points for Osha Smith with that three-pointer. And just like that, back to a seven-point there, Lady Bobcat lead. Lady Bobcat with the ball in the offensive end. Got it down to Tharp. Tharp leads out to Hillis. Hillis on top looking to penetrate. Now dumps it out to Curley for three. That one's got a chance. No good. And the rebound saved from out of bounds by Regal. They're right in the hands of Rayana Pirtle for Truman. So Truman with a chance to get back to within 5 here. 4, somebody hits one from downtown. They got the ball right side to Pirtle. Pirtle looking to penetrate in lane. Gets fouled on the drive. That'll be on Hillis. It'll be a trip. Hillis called for the foul. Kind of an excuse me foul, but a foul nonetheless. And will be an inbound play for Truman. That is just, oh, that's a 15 foul, so they will shoot. So fifth foul and 2 shots at the free throw line for number one, Rayana Pirtle for Truman. And the first one is up, and it is no good. Pirtle's only scored 2 points tonight. Substitution for Thayer now. Riley Pierce will check in. Kinsley Regal will check out. Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to hang on. Everybody loves to win the season opener. This will be a big win for this young Lady Bobcat basketball team. Second free throw for Pirtle is good. So Truman back to within 6. 57-51. Thayer with the ball in the backcourt. Davis, hounded by the double team, gives it off to Hillis. She dribbles through the defense, going all the way to the bucket. Now trying to kick it back outside. Ball deflected and is going to go out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball. Hillis trying to get to the bucket, then tried to swing it out in the corner. Pass was deflected, went out of bounds off the hands of Truman. Thayer on the inbound play, a cut down the middle of the lane. Hillis misses the layup and then a foul on the rebound. Truman got the rebound and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcat. I believe it was on Curley. Going to the line now to shoot the two-shot foul is Pirtle. Rayana Pirtle. Trying to cut into the 6-point lead of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Free throw is up. First one is good. 4 points for Rayana Pirtle for Truman. Looking for her fifth. And that one is no good. Rebound controlled by Tharp. Tharp outlets to Davis. Davis has a double team jumper as she nears midcourt, trying to dribble away from it and gets fouled in the backcourt by number 10, Olivia Mato. And it'll be the first foul of the night on Mato, or the afternoon, I'm sorry. And it'll be the fourth team foul, so Thayer not shooting free throws yet. Minute 45 to go in the game, Thayer with the ball, and a 5-point lead, 57-52. Davis crosses the timeline, double team comes to her again. On the dribble around it, takes it all the way to the left side of the floor, pass down into the corner, is intercepted, but out of bounds by Smith. Osha Smith with a nice defensive play. Good anticipation, but she couldn't stay inbound. Well, Thayer will inbound it with 25 on the shot clock. Riley Pierce bounces it into Davis. Davis sees an opening, going to the bucket, throws up a shot. No, but she's fouled on the play. That'll be on number 2, Zakara Postal. And it'll be Riley Davis at the free throw line for Thayer. Riley leads all scores tonight. She's got 24 in the game. Is it 5 3-pointers? And the free throw here is up and good. Davis with 25. 4 3-pointers, actually. I'm sorry. And another free throw. In and out. No good. Rebound. And wrestling after the rebound is Tharp and Chapel, but Chapel came away with it. Here comes Truman with the ball. That's Jones. One dribble into the lane, off the wing, shot no good. Chapel with a rebound, back up and in. Chapel now with 12, and the lead is down to 4 with a minute to play. Lady Bobcats break the press to Hillis for the layup. Hillis hits the layup of the Thayer Lady Bobcat as they broke the press. Down under a minute to play. Thayer up by six. Truman with the ball, taking their time. Wing it to the right side. Ball going to go off the hands of Truman and out of bounds. Hillis got out there, bothered Postal, who couldn't bring it in. So Thayer gets the ball with a six-point lead, 50 seconds to go. Davis in the backcourt, comes again to a double team, got it over to Hillis. Hillis in the lane, kicks it out to Tharp. Tharp bounces to Pierce in the lane, back outside to Tharp. Now Davis out on top. Go back it out with 35 seconds to go. She's going to get fouled. That was intentional on number two, Postal. And that'll be team foul number five. So Riley Davis is going to go to the free throw line and shoot for the Lady Bobcats. 3 for 4 from the free throw line is the Lady Bobcat freshman, Riley Davis. Made one just a moment ago, one of two. This first one is up, and it is good. Riley Davis, a former Elks hoop shoot champion. And second free throw is up, and it's good. Davis with 27 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and the lead is now 8, 62-54. With 33 seconds to go. Truman brings the ball up the timeline, across the timeline. Got it out top to Matos. Now to Smith, to Chapel. Driving the baseline all the way to the bucket, and she scores. Might as well give her that one. And we get a quick timeout call by the Truman Wildcats. 62-56. Thayer with the lead with 19 seconds to play. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One look and you'll see that the debit cards from Community First pack a lot of pride. Choose the design and logo of your school or select bright designs like an American flag. With a Community First checking account, your new debit card is free and you get it right away. Just select the design and it's in your wallet in a few minutes flat. Serving our community with pride.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
West Plains, Mound Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Hello, neighbors. I'm Travis Tooley. My real estate journey with Solomon Cornelius began several years ago as a part-time agent until I purchased my own office. Solomon and Kimmy have always remained close, loyal friends. After a few years on my own, I decided to make the move back to Monarch Realty. How you're treated matters is their slogan, what they live by, and how I do business as well. For all your real estate needs, remember Monarch Realty because how you're treated does matter. Join our team today.
And back here at the A.L. Hutson Center in Highland, Arkansas, Thayer Lady Bobcats trying to hang on and win the season opener. They lead it by 6, 62-56 with 19 seconds to play. Lady Bobcats going to inbound the ball here. Have to go the length of the floor against the Truman Press. And they inbound the ball. Got it all the way up the floor to Hillis behind the defense. She will slide to the bucket. Shot is blocked from behind and out of bounds. But Thayer will inbound it down under the bucket with 15 seconds to go. I only want to say thanks this morning to your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters, including Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Oregon County, Southern Hills Auto Plaza, West Plains, and American Family Insurance agent Jesse Tucker in West Plains. Fair inbounds the ball to Davis, and Davis is going to be fouled as she makes the catch. Number two, Postal. Call for the foul. That will be her fifth of the game. Oh, they say officially number four in the game. She thought it was five. I had her down with four already. So discrepancy there. Riley Davis at the free throw line will shoot two. First one is up and good. Davis has hit four in a row, trying to make it five in a row down the stretch. And that one is good. Davis, Lady Bobcat freshman with 29 in the game. 12 seconds to play. Truman inbounds the ball, got to Jones. Long pass cross court to Chapel. She couldn't get high enough to catch it. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Lady Bobcat ball with 7.6 seconds to play. Also want to say thanks to Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering in Thayer. Helping to bring you the game this afternoon. Good barbecue, folks. 417-280-7466. Number to call for Big D's Barbecue. And a foul on the inbound play against Truman. And that'll send Riley Davis back to the free throw line for the Thayer Lady Bobcat. Riley looking for her 30th point of the afternoon. Thayer scored 64 as a team. And free throw is up. It's good. The freshman, Riley Davis with 30. She'll look for number 31. Lady Bobcats with three players in double figures. And that free throw is good. 31 for Davis in her debut. Truman will inbound the ball. 4 seconds to go. Chapel has it stolen by Hillis. And then Chapel fouls Hillis with 0.6 seconds to go in the game. Fouls on Chapel, number 24. Be her third of the afternoon. And Caden Hillis will add to her point total if she can hit free throws. Caden with 16 on the afternoon. I said three players in double figures. They have two in double figures, one with 9, one with 8. Good balance going for the Lady Bobcats. And a free throw by Hillis is good. Caden now with 17. She is 9 for 9. Make it 9 or 10 for 10 from the free throw line. 18 points on the afternoon. And there's the buzzer as Truman inbounds the ball. The final score, Thayer Lady Bobcats, 68. Truman Lady Wildcats, 56. Thayer Lady Bobcats open their season with a victory here at the Rebel Classic in Highland, Arkansas. We're going to head to the Thayer Lady Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Thayer Decorating Downtown. We'll be joined by head coach Denny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats in just a moment. We'll be back to Highland in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating Downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Now back in Highland, Arkansas, second game, the warm-up's going on there. It looks like the Norwood Pirates up in Norwood, Missouri will be in action, and not sure who their opponent will be this afternoon. Anyway, first game of the day goes to the Thayer Lady Bobcats as they beat the Wildcats out of Truman, Arkansas. Truman drops to 1-4 on the season with the loss. Thayer Lady Bobcats 1-0. It's always good to open the season with a victory. By the way, welcome to the Thayer Decorating postgame report. All right, Thayer wins at 68-56. Lady Bobcats got off to a great start tonight. Led at the end of one quarter, 18-7. They were outscored 17-9 in the second and led by 3, 27-24 at the half. The third quarter, Thayer outscored Truman 17-16, outscored them 24-16 in the fourth quarter to take the victory. 68-56 is your final. All right, Lady Bobcats led this afternoon by the freshman Riley Davis with 31, 18 for Caden Hillis, 8 for Savannah Wheeler, 9 for Allie Curley, and 2 for Riley Pierce. We're joined now by Coach Jenny Young of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Coach, always good to get the season started with a win.
It is. I was wondering if that was going to happen or not. We didn't play real well early and a little sloppy, but they hung around there and got a finish.
Well, you got off to a good offensive start. I mean, you know, anytime you put 18 points up in the quarter, it's a good start and a good lead, but that evaporated in the second quarter. It looked like the girls got maybe a little tired.
I think they got a little winded, and we really just didn't take care of our situation on defense like we should have, and which, you know, it gives us something to work on all week this week. So, you know, yeah, I'm glad to win. And that's a testament to the girls. We didn't execute real well. We didn't guard real well, but still won. So, testament to them, and you know, this bunch, there's no doubt they're not pleased with the way they played. They are happy we won, but they know we got work to do.
Your freshman was outstanding tonight, Riley Davis, 31 points. I had her 4 for 6 from the 3-point line. She's quite a player.
She's a great player. Fun to, and you know, it's not only fun to watch her; she's fun to coach. She wants to make everybody better, and she's just a phenomenal kid.
I thought your leader out there tonight, was Caden Hillis, really kind of set things up, and she seemed to be kind of trying to control the youngster.
Yes. Hillis, you know, she's been through the fire last year, you know, coming back as a starter from last year's team. And I'm very proud of what Hillis has been able to do. Really growed up, matured a lot, and, man, I tell you, she's a good player, too. She's a lot of fun to watch.
You got a lot of good players on this team, and I think, you know, general consensus, and we've talked about it, by the time, you know, January rolls around, it's going to be a hard team to beat.
Well, and I told you the other day, with the nights we don't shoot it well, it's going to be ugly. Tonight was kind of ugly. But I think we sure up some stuff defensively. That's a little more pleasurable to watch.
And this is, I mean, despite the fact they're 1-4 after today, this is not a bad Truman team. They're very athletic.
They're athletic, and that's what I kept telling the girls. And you know, I kept telling them 24 is a lot better than she's good.
Yeah.
And she is a handful, and it was good for us to see that because now we know what we got to go work on. But, they were really good ball club. That's probably the best I've seen them shoot it. But when you don't guard them, you know, that happens. So.
All right, so what's up next for the Lady Bobcats?
Oh, goodness. Well, we're going to practice a few days this week, and then we've got Mountain Home and the Billy Fly Tournament. And so we've got a lot of work to do, but, boy, they're a good quality ball club, and it'd be fun to go over there and compete with them.
I'd be over at Flippin', Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
Like that sunken hole in the ground gym.
Yes.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Appreciate it as always. Coach Jenny Young and the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they're 1-0 this year. Folks, we'll continue with your Thayer Decorating post-game report. We'll be back to name the Ozark Healthcare Thayer Lady Bobcats player of the game in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
We're back on the Thayer Decorating postgame report. Thayer Lady Bobcats again with a victory this afternoon, 68-56 to kick off the season. The win over a very game Truman Wildcat basketball team. And again, let's run down the scoring for you. First up for Truman, they were led by Chelsea Jones. She had 15 on the day. Taisha Chappell had 12. She got some early foul trouble, had to sit most of the second half. Osha Smith added 10 points for Truman, 4 for Rayana Pirtle, 6 for Zakara Postal, and 6 for Olivia Matos. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, they were led by the freshman. Riley Davis had 31 this afternoon, 18 for Caden Hillis, 8 for Savannah Wheeler, 9 for Allie Curley, and 2 for Riley Pierce. Lady Bobcats are 1-0, and as Coach Young just mentioned a moment ago, they'll start getting ready to play the Mountain Home Lady Bombers in the Billy Fly Classic Tournament over at Flippin, Arkansas, coming up right after Thanksgiving. Again, Thayer now 1-0 with the win tonight. It's time for us to name the player of the game presented by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. We'll do that in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And time to name the Thayer Lady Bobcat player of the game. We're going to go with the freshman. And that is, of course, Riley Davis, 31 points this afternoon, 4-for-6 shooting the three-pointer. And by the way, those three-pointers brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains as well. Again, Thayer Lady Bobcats win today, 68-56. That's going to wrap it up for our game this afternoon. Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball has been brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, the Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Monarch Realty of Thayer, West Plains, and Willow Springs. Thayer Decorating. State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC of West Plains, Bowers Time Hill in Thayer, Daniel Monica in Austin, and FNBC Community Bankers. Laura Lucas back in the studio. I'm the Red Bull Mike Cray. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Lady Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Networks.